Knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's loud.
$100 smoking my bill fold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday. It is going to be a fantastic weekend because, boy, do we have something big planned for you tomorrow. I hope I see you in Carson City at the state capitol. That's right, right there in the Capitol complex. We are going to be having a huge rally for taking Nevada back. We're going to take back Nevada. This is a statewide protest, or not protest. This is a statewide rally. It's going on in Las Vegas, and it's going on across the country. Yes, this is a United States of America rally for each state to just get people together and stop and say, we're not going to do this anymore. The numbers are coming out. The numbers are rolling out. If you're a blue states combined, those are states led by Democrats, and it's pathetic. 10.6% unemployment. Red states, 4%. The reason that our economy in Nevada is just being obliterated is because of Governor Sisolak, Mayor Sheevy, all the Democrats across this state keeping this state shut down. And people say, well, Monica, it's not shut down. You know, people can go to church now. People can go to casinos. They can go out to dinner. Bull. We are still shut down until every single mandate is lifted. We are shut down. Because people don't want to go out, and people won't go out if they have to wear masks. It's ridiculous. Masks don't work. It's been proven. Even the CDC has put out the information that 86% of those wearing masks have gotten COVID. So it's time to say no more. So I hope I see you on Saturday. There's going to be some fantastic speakers there. Some legislators, some lawyers, some public figures. We're going to be there in the 99.1 FM Talk booth. We're going to have our tent set up. We're going to be selling Trump t-shirts. If you don't like Trump, then you probably won't like me. And I'm okay with that. Got the logos on both sleeves. And when you buy one and show your support for Trump, I'm going to blow out my Trump closet. I'm going to give you something to go along with it. A Trump coin, a Trump flag. Something to go along with it. Because that's how important it is that we support our president, who, by the way, did a fantastic job in the debate last night. We'll be talking to Hogan Gidley at the end of the show about Trump's plans and his performance and all of the lies that Biden just shook off that he was telling about not banning fracking, about, you know, wow, the biggie last night, at least being honest, you know, if you're a car lover, Look at the ramifications. Classic cars, NASCAR. Zero emissions, which he flubbed. He said 2025. I'm sure he meant to say 2035. Everything that around you, your generators, your gas generators for those times of emergency. And it was interesting that Biden even pointed out, as you might have heard Armstrong and Getty saying, it's going to be a long, dark winter. Why would a presidential candidate say something like that? I mean, honestly, think about it. Wouldn't you think that, hey, country chose you. Good for you. Let's all work together. No. Pretty much the Biden-Harris platform is, if you don't vote for us, we are going to make this country suffer. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They've already told us. So, I hope you're prepared. Because Trump's going to win. I mean, when you have networks that support Biden and want to give him all the free airtime that he can get and bring back a legal analyst who was caught masturbating during a Zoom call with colleagues. Yeah, they're going to bring him back. The report quoted a CNN insider saying that Jeffrey Toobin, is one of the biggest faces on the network and too valuable of a commodity to let go. What if kids walked in? I mean, people are Zooming and doing these calls from home, but CNN don't care. I don't care. He's their senior legal analyst. And despite the fact that he was masturbating in front of his coworkers at the New Yorker while on a recent Zoom video call, they don't care at CNN. So it doesn't matter what you do. Morals, ethics, just decency. CNN doesn't care. That's the left. That's what the left supports. You know, in my mind, people ask me about, and I'm not going to say that there haven't been instances of lapses in morality and just decency on the right, because there has been. But for right now, the threat, the intimidations that the left are putting on the American people if they do not vote for Biden is disgusting. It makes me physically ill. We will burn your house down. Yeah. People in different states are getting that threat. It's unacceptable. And your voice is what is going to let them know that. So no matter what county you're in, no matter what state you're in, because we do have listeners from other states, if you are not voting just red down the ticket and getting Democrats out of office, flipping these seats red, so there's more equal control or even more control from the right, then this is the world that we're going to go down. This is the path that we are on. And we need to put the brakes on now. Yesterday's poll question, do you believe that there's going to be rioting? Do you believe there's going to be a chaos after the election if there is no landslide on either side? 88% of those participating in the poll said yes. And I hope all those people are prepared. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. Should big tech, should their Section 230 liability protections be stripped because of their recent censorship of stories putting Biden in a bad light? 87.5% participating so far say yes, they should be. These big tech giants should not have these protections. They should not have them. This is censorship. When you have the business partner, the ex-business partner of Hunter Biden, Tony, and I'm going to say this wrong, Bobulinski, saying that Joe Biden is lying. He knew about all of the overseas dealings. He knew about what was going on, and he was involved. Why is Trump doing this so slowly? Why is this information being put out piece by piece? Because he wants you to see how the media reacts. He wants you to see and hear what they claim after the information comes out. It's just smearing my family. It's fake. NPR. NPR, which so many people rely on for good information, which is a joke, they say they're not even going to waste any time on this story because it's a non-story. It's a non-story. Chinese involvement, billions of dollars, when a two-faced rat, you know what, looks straight in the camera last night and lies to the American people. It's about you. It's about putting food on the table. It's about, it's not about him or me. It's about you. It's about the middle class, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that middle class and that poor class would be a lot better off had you not been stealing money from the American people, from the Chinese people, sending American jobs overseas, doing nothing about it. 8 years. 8 years they were in office destroying this country. And now he's still up on that stage just lying to everybody. That's why this vote is so important. That's why I hope you stick with me into the next segment, because Sharon Engel is my guest. She's with the Election Integrity Project of Nevada, and we have our work to do. So stick around. We'll be right back on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Younger and smarter, I get, but can't we put a little better looking in there, too? Oh, well. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and whatever time you can spend with me, 10 to noon every weekday. And of course, make sure you check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. In the last segment, we were talking about voting and why this is so important. We can't let people cheat us out of our votes, which we have seen so much of in the past. And this story I ran across, this is from Epoch Times, which if you haven't signed up with them, is a very good publication, very good online as well. They're out there actually doing some legitimate reporting. They're actually investigating things. And this is pretty shocking, and you should pay attention. New data analysis finds 353 counties in 29 U.S. states have 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. Let that sink in for a second. Did you get that? That is according to an analysis by Judicial Watch. Joining us right now on the show is Sharon Engel, who is with the Election Integrity Project of Nevada. And there's some serious issues going on, Sharon, with this mail-in ballot that we have to be diligent about and help fix the problem.
Well, that's right, Monica. Thank you so much for letting me come on and talk about this. You know, July 24th, we mailed a letter to the Secretary of State telling them that we knew of at least 40,000 that would be mailed out in the general election to people who had died or moved away, and that that bloated registration roll, which is what we're talking about when you talk about 353 counties with over 100% registration, that bloated registration roll needed to be cleaned up by a deadline of August the 3rd. Well, it was a non-story. Like you said in the last segment, there's some non-stories going out there, and people didn't know about. Secretary of State finally responded to us and said, we reject your findings. So now what we're getting is people saying, well, you know, I got several ballots mailed to me. These people don't live here anymore. Some of these people are dead. What do I do with them? Nobody seemed to know what to do with them. Well, we want you to mail them to us because we do lawsuits. We figured, you know, it's time to enforce the law, make them do what they need to do, which is clean up these voter registration rolls and get these ballots off the streets that can actually be voted. These are like live ballots out there. Someone who's got a criminal mind can actually mark them and send them in. And with our new law, they don't even have to sign for the, you know, have the signatures match, because anybody over 65 can have someone else sign for them. So now you can see the issue that we've got, and we would like to collect those ballots and save them for our court case. If you've already thrown them away or returned to by mail or something like that, then we need you to fill in an incident report for us that is equally as good in court, because we have you sign this court document under penalty of perjury and before God. And we ask you to let us know what's been going on. If you see something, you need to say something.
And if you have any of those ballots and you're around the station, you can drop them off at either of the locations for 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and we'll be happy to collect them and make sure that Sharon and the team at the Election Integrity Project get them. I'm getting emails and texts every day, Sharon, that people have received these ballots. One lady went in, she had already voted, and she's like, no, I haven't. And I even have another one here from a gentleman that went in to vote. He's 85 years old. He had to have assistance from his daughter, and they wouldn't let him vote because he didn't have his voter registration card. And that's not the law. I'm surprised how many people are just so uninformed when it comes to their voting rights.
Well, we would like to make that a difference there as well. You know, we do a training. It's a Zoom training. We ask you to just contact us, tell us you want to take the Zoom training, and we tell you how to apply the law and how to go in and stand on the law when things like this happen to you. And you can do that by just emailing me at angle@reagan.com, or you can go to our website, eipnv.com, or you can call our hotline, 775-856-2980 or 775-787-6017. Those two hotline numbers will get you right in to me, and we'll talk about what can be done next. We all need to be, as citizens, like you said, we can do something about this. You don't have to be an actual poll watcher to watch the polls. You don't have to have that certification or anything. You just need to know that you can fill out an incident report, send it to me, and we'll get the ball rolling on those kinds of things. One of the things that we found when we went to court the last time, and by the way, we've been to district court, and we've also appealed to the Nevada State Supreme Court, and at both courts, they said, this is hypothetical, we don't believe that anything criminal is going to go on. Well, what you just described, where that woman went in and somebody had already voted her ballot, that is criminal. That's the thing that we need to know about, and that's where we can prove that someone's vote was stolen.
And we have heard from the left that they are willing to do anything, and that includes stealing votes to make sure that Biden has a chance of winning, and we cannot let that happen. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me today. I know you've got a lot of work to do, but if you've received any of those ballots, I'm getting emails every day. Do not destroy them. Do not turn them over to the Registrar of Voters office. Bring them to the radio station, or make sure you mail them to Sharon Engel at the Election Integrity Project, which you can find out more by
going to our website.
Go on to the website.
You know, if you Google Election Integrity Nevada, you'll find us.
All right. Perfect. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me. And make sure you keep in touch. You can call anytime, and we'll make sure that you get on the air. And this is the most important thing that we have, is our vote, because that is our voice when it comes to government. Thank you, Sharon, for joining me today.
Thanks, Monica.
All right. We will be back right after this Fox News update with, from what I understand, my big guy, not Biden, that's Hunter's big guy, my big guy. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I'm so glad you're here on this Friday morning. Yes, it's Friday. Do you believe it? It's just for being doing nothing, literally. Time flies. Time absolutely flies. So lots of ways to get a hold of us. Talk and text is 884-9910. Forrest just used that. Asked, what's the address to send my deceased mom's ballot to? So I just replied to him and sent that off to him. But if you need it, it is, you can log on to eipnv.com. That's their web address. And it's all right there, the P.O. box, and all you have to do is look under the About Us category.
Now, hang on a second. There is another option.
You can drop it off at the radio station.
Exactly.
On Idaho Street or on Plum Lane.
There you go.
But I don't think Forrest can do that, so.
No.
Hey, it's my, do you mind if I call you the big guy?
Well, it depends in which context you were using it. I would have liked to have been referred to that at some point in my previous dating life, but that wouldn't be true.
Well, I know you have no dealings with China either, and you're not getting billions of dollars from from enemies of this country. So, yeah. Hey, what are we doing on Saturday?
Well, we'll be down at the Capitol, and we'll be hawking some shirts and joining the crowd and trying to encourage people to not only buy the shirts but to support President Trump. Oh, excuse me, by the way. I got that a little bit wrong. I wanted to say, first and foremost, I thought President Lincoln did a fantastic job last night.
Yeah, Abe was awesome.
Yeah. For Joe Biden to actually refer to Abraham Lincoln as the biggest racist in modern history, well, first of all, my question would be, what is modern history? Modern would be more like today. History would be more like the past. But somebody needs to inform Biden that... That man you're running against is not Abraham Lincoln, and the year is 2020, not 1864. Maybe today he might get that right. I don't know. Going back to what you were saying, though, is a great point made on Armstrong and Getty this morning. I don't know exactly who made the point, but it was that, you know, we can all armchair quarterback, but it would be better if Trump... who follows what's going on with the Bidens and the corruption and everything would ease people into the conversation. I would bet that there are some people watching last night that don't have a clue or don't have an idea that Hunter Biden's computer was recently, well, it wasn't recently dropped off. It was recently found out that it was dropped off almost a year ago, that the FBI has had it, and that the emails are being exposed on a daily basis. And the big guy is the guy. But he didn't use that term last night, by the way, referring to Joe Biden. But the big guy is Joe Biden. And, yeah, anybody could assume that what has been going on not only with all politicians, but in particular the Clintons and the Bidens, is that they're a corrupt family that gets away with what they get away with. And the reason they get away with it, and again, I'm going to grind my axe here about the deep state and Republicans, not conservative Republicans, and people like Bill Barr, that, again, I'll just repeat this, that, you know, had John Durham do this investigation over the last year and a half and how many millions of dollars so we could get to the bottom of, well, just about all of the corruption that from the Mueller report to Clinton's on and on. But he announced about a month ago that he was going to withhold the findings of the report until after the election because he didn't want it to influence the election. And first and foremost, you're not a political consultant. You were tasked with doing a job regardless of political, how it may affect people's vote. Mm-hmm. But if anything, people should be aware of this so that it could influence their vote, wouldn't you think?
Well, actually, we just got a text here. Get past Hunter's laptop. Corrupt political families aren't news.
Right.
Public needs to see the real threat to this republic. Censorship about the corrupt FBI. These guys are charged with investigating corruption. How long have they had Hunter's laptop?
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying the FBI, the Department of Justice, is a corrupt FBI and Department of Justice. And go back and look at, because I always bring up the fact that these Republicans continue to vote for budgets that include funding for not only NPR and Planned Parenthood, but for the FBI. In fact, you remember the last big omnibus bill, which our Republican, it doesn't represent me, but Mark Amadei voted for, included an increase of $11 billion for the corrupt FBI. So it's very, very frustrating. So I'm hoping that, granted, most of us registered as Republicans, but the conservatives are out in front of the Capitol tomorrow. And by the way, I wanted to mention... another big pat on the back for Steve Sisolak. I don't know if you heard yesterday, but the SCI, Safari Club International Convention, canceled. Granted, it was in Vegas this next year, here in early February, and I don't know if most of you know that when they come to Reno, it's about $8 million to the local economy with restaurants, hotels, gambling, on and on and on. Well, that's gone for Vegas. And not only is the local revenue for the state gone, but also money raised for wildlife conservation and legislative fights against the anti-hunters is gone to Safari Club International. So once again, thank you, Mr. Siso Lack.
And thank you for the text that we just got. FBI equals full-blown idiots. That's the thing I'm tired of, boss, and that is the fact that these politicians here in the blue states, which I hate to say we are a blue state, hoping that we turn it red for this election and every election from here on out, but Halloween is not canceled, okay? Thanksgiving is not canceled. The Nevada Day get-together is not canceled. We will not allow that.
You mean
they're already canceling events in next year, and this is just a bunch of bull squat.
I've said from day one, and my doctor friend who was came in on the air when all of this hoax started, I've lost count of how many 100-plus days we're into this socialism 101 lesson that we're getting here. But he is now with me. It's been a hoax since day one. It's a very serious flu for people with compromised health conditions, but it has been a hoax since day one. But to go back to those holidays that you were mentioning, you do know that you have to stay in the backyard. You have to have a ledger of who all is there in your family, correct?
No.
What?
No.
So,
we're American citizens.
Well, Halloween, though, you do have to have a notepad and you have to take the name of every child that comes up to trick
hell
or treat.
No.
Do we not?
You should see my house. I love Halloween so much that, you know, all those electronic shows that they do for Christmas and the house lights up to music and everything like that?
Yeah.
We do that on Halloween. You can sit in across from my house and tune into 90.1, which is pretty funny because that's pretty close to us, and listen to the music and watch the lights go. And I tell you, anybody that comes to my door, whether you're a kid or an adult, if you are celebrating Halloween and just out having some fun, you are going to get the most amazing candy.
Full-size candy bars?
I full size everything, candy bars. I got full, you know, big bags of Jelly Bellies and all kinds of good stuff. I don't skimp on Halloween, and I will not skimp on it, and I will not take your name and your number, and I will not do contact tracing. This is just a bunch of BS.
Well,
I know you have your doctor friend. Our doctor friend, Dr. Fong, is going to be joining us in the next hour to also continue this conversation.
Well, good. Well, bring some of that candy tomorrow, but again, see you tomorrow at the Capitol, and also I just want to do again point out that our President Lincoln is not a racist. Would you please hit cut number 5?
Okay, Vice President Biden, Abraham. Let me ask you very quickly, and then I have a follow-up question for you.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire.
Yeah, that's why Herschel Walker is one of his best friends, and yada yada yada.
Well, anyway, so there's your potential president, and again, just to go back to Durham Bar and Company, is imagine what would happen if Joe Biden is elected as president, because he will be asked if they ever get around to prosecuting criminals, it will be Joe Biden will be one of them, and he will have to step down. And now picture this, folks. President Kamala Harris, a person who at their highest point in the Democrat Party had a 7% approval rating, which essentially told you she was out of touch with 93% of the Democrats. And that will be, imagine that, a president that actually got a 7% or polled at 7% will be our president, one of the most liberal senators from Cala Unicornia, as president of the United States of America. Picture that, and then go vote.
Yeah, I'd prefer not. I don't want to picture anything on that super spreader, let me tell you. No. And don't forget, when you come by and you buy a T-shirt tomorrow, 9 to noon, in front of the Capitol from us, I've also got free Trump swag because I want you to celebrate and represent our president as well. So you get 2 for 1 there.
All right. Buy from the capitalist me or giveaways from the socialist Monica?
Giveaways from me, just because I care.
All right.
All right, big guy. Thanks for joining the show today.
See ya.
You've enlightened me about, I've never been so disappointed with, I was so excited about Bill Barr and all the things that he was saying that he was going to do and some of the things that he had done. And now it's just, now that we're at this point where people need to be in jail, people need to be prosecuted, names need to be known, we're not seeing it. So we'll be back with more of your favorite topics right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. That's my witch laugh, by the way. That's not my normal laugh. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And, you know, this is a time to be out and about looking at the beautiful fall changes in color. Ugh. The beauty around us is just incredible. The oranges and the yellows and the greens and the reds that are all just bursting in the trees. Those beautiful drives that you take. Do not let this hoax of a pandemic, this plandemic that has even come back from the WHO and the CDC, and there shouldn't be lockdowns and shutdowns, and Sweden had it right to begin with. No lockdowns there. No mask mandates. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But leave everybody else alone. It is just ridiculous as to what is going on. We have to stop and we have to soak up what is going on around us. Because this is all we have. Enjoy every single day. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Frank this morning. Frank wants to join the show. Frank, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind? Oh, it's who? Who is it, Dan? Neil, thanks for calling the program today. What's up?
Hi. We 1 minute.
Oh. Neil, I don't have that much time. Get back here.
Okay. Sorry, I need to turn my radio down. Radio talk today. Okay. We need to have small town businesses and small town governments like Fernley, Ely, and Tonopah and whatever. We need to have a small town government and a small town government and tax on the big stuff like homes and TVs, cars and stuff, and not on the items you buy from Walmart or wherever.
You know, that's a good idea. Neil, I gotta let you go because we're taking a break here, but that's what I want everybody to pay attention to right now. Thanks for the call, Neil. And that is corporations. Who are the only people coming out of this? Who are the only businesses coming out of this? The big corporations. The multi-million, billion-dollar corporations. That is planned. That is in the plandemic. It's to shut down the middle class. And how do they do that? They make you dependent on government. And that's why I am not keen personally on this stimulus package that they're putting out, because the money is not going to the people that it is supposed to be going to because of the Democrats and because of some Republicans, too. It's just a blank check. But it's not a blank check because we're the ones that are going to have to pay all of this back. And Neil, I disagree with you. It's not going to be on the backs of homeowners. You know, that used to be the American dream. But that's what the left also doesn't want. They don't want you owning property. They don't want you as homeowners. They want you in the housing projects like they do in Germany, like they do in Russia. That's not America. That's not what I want to see for America. I want to see people working, living that American dream, achieving what they want. And if they want to live in an apartment, live in an apartment. If they want to own a home with some land, own a home with some land. But the government doesn't dictate that. And we need to stand up and remind them of that. I want to eat steak. I want to be happy. Vote Republican. We'll be back after this.